Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Cricbog podcast. A wonderful, wonderful day for New Zealand yesterday. A win for Pakistan at home in Test cricket after 3 years. We'll talk about the Sheffield Shield action ongoing at the moment ahead of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. Nash, my co-host, India fan. First question I'm going to, or first statement I'll say to you is, what's your immediate reaction to that Test result yesterday?
The universe is in chaos. I mean, Pakistan are winning at home. India are losing at home against the worst touring side ever. And that's where
harsh.
I would like to start.
That's a bit harsh.
Look, they are the worst touring side ever, New Zealand. I would safely say one of the worst touring sides is New Zealand, because their record overall in England, in South Africa, in Australia, in India has been absolutely pathetic. And there's no hiding from it. And to lose to such a team without Kane Williamson as well, it was absolutely shambles from the team management and from the captain. Look, I'll say it as it is, because you started with the toss, and we discussed this in the mini episode as well. Started at the toss, you knew what the pitch was going to do. It was 2 days. It was under the covers. It was raining. It was over cloud. It was overcast, cloudy, and to put New Zealand into bowl, choose to bat first. That was the beginning of patheticness in this Test match. And you change Virat Kohli's batting number. If you believe he's your best batter or one of the best batters, you don't change anyone's batting number. Sarfaraz Khan has been in the team for a specific reason. He's been there to cover for Shubman Gill, and he's done that beautifully. Like, what an innings in the second, in the second innings. What a 100. And that's what he's there for. He will do that no matter the number. So you don't change your batting numbers just on a whim. And credit where credit is due for the entire team. They tried to give a good fight back in the second innings. And even if in the first innings we would have scored like 80 or 100, even if we would have reached that total, I think the game would have been India's, to be honest.
I don't even think it's about that. I think it's more what cost you is that partnership between Ravindra and Salvi.
Oh,
let the game drift.
I was coming to that, but focusing on just the shambles, you know, to put field behind for Tim Southee, and just to give easy singles and let them build on the score, that was absolutely pathetic as well. So that was an overall failure of captaincy, in my opinion, and then overall failure of the batting unit in the first innings as well, because no one wanted to stay there. Yeah. No one wanted to grind hard like Pujara. Like Rachin Ravindra did in the second innings. And as soon as things got difficult, they tried to hit their way out of it. Rohit Sharma being the best example. It's not always going to work for you. And at a certain stage, you just have to wait and watch and see what the ball is doing. And I shouldn't be sitting here and, you know, saying these things, because they are the elite cricketers. But here we are. And even like, I'm thinking what ifs now. I'm saying what ifs, because even in the second innings, they crumbled after a while. You know, that beautiful partnership between Rishabh Pant and Sarfaraz Khan. And after that, there was literally no partnership at all. And the last, I think, six wickets couldn't even get together and score 150.
What was it? And 411 for three or thereabouts, and 460 odd all out?
Yeah, they couldn't even score 100. Let alone 150.
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying yesterday, as New Zealand were churning down the runs, even if the target was 150, this would have been a different Test match.
150 is a different psychological thing, isn't it? India needed 150 minimum, and it's all of a sudden you've got it there. It's a different ball game at the start. You're thinking 150, we've got to get it rather than just over 100. I guess the team fired up as well from an Indian perspective. Before we, you know, praise New Zealand for their efforts, I wanted to ask you, does India's gameplay against the moving ball concern you? Because it was the second new ball that caused the problems in the second innings, where the ball was doing a bit more. And then the first innings as well, we all knew what happened there.
Look, to be honest, it doesn't that much. I mean, we've spoken about this. Everyone has spoken about this a lot in the last few years. But the team has done well in England. The team has done well in Australia. It doesn't bother me that much. I think this was more of a I don't want to use the word one-off, because in the last 1.5 years, India has already lost 3 test matches at home.
That's quite rare. You don't get that many test
It
matches in
is.
a year and a half at home by
It is.
India.
And all the touring sides, all the other nations are smelling that series win, because before, you people used to say, oh, South Africa or Australia might be the final sort of the frontier, or even England for that matter. But now in today's cricket, it is India. If you win in India, I think that gives you the bragging rights for maybe the next 10, 15 years. And
Oh, you could harp on about. I still go on about 2004
exactly,
from an Aussie
exactly.
perspective.
So New Zealand won this test match after what? Last one they won in 1979 or
I think it was
something,
that
after like,
1988.
yeah, 36
1988.
years or something,
Yeah.
36, 46 years. And
36
that
years,
is
Perth.
absolutely ridiculous to lose a test match in such a fashion to this team. I think it has to be, the questions have to be asked of the captain particularly, and
Well,
then
he gave a good
of
press
everyone.
conference, though.
Well, I mean, the crimes are not wiped off because of a good press, and that's what I'm reading on social media, is there's so
Rohit.
little,
I like Rohit, but the PR is off the charts at the
is
moment.
ridiculous,
That's just my
ridiculous. There
view
is
looking at it.
so little accountability from journalists, from experts, and the PR is just absolutely mind-boggling at this stage, and it's tiring. It's tiring after a certain point, because this team is so good that it doesn't need all this kind of stuff. This team is, I'll tell you how good this team is. Even when New Zealand were chasing 107, and even let's say they were what, 30 for two or 40 for two, even then everyone was like, oh, maybe India could pull this off. Maybe India could pull this off. That's how good this team is. That's how good this bowling unit is. And that's how
Power by
good everyone has
356,
been.
and people still thought anything's possible if they can give New Zealand a target at the end.
Exactly. That's how good this team is. So, and having said that, I think the last two test matches are going to be a nightmare for New Zealand bowlers, to be honest. I think I don't see them preparing spin pitches like
Expect
everyone
Pune
should
to be a
say.
very good batting pitch, usually is there, isn't it?
I think so. Both Pune and Mumbai has always been a good batting pitch, and I don't see them going the really raging turners route again, because that will again see New Zealand's bowler
Could we see
in the
a
game as well.
bouncy sort of pitch at the Wankhede?
I think traditionally it has been for the first sort of the first session,
Could
second
suit
session, and
Willow Rourke and co.
or yeah, and I think after that it gets so flat that I
Yes.
think there's I could see New Zealand bowlers getting smashed all over the park in
Well,
both the
that's what you
games.
hope.
I hope, and I could see that, because it's just that this team has that killer instinct that I used to request, or I used to cry for when we used to play
Yeah.
Australia as a kid, and this team has that. Like, let's be honest, this team has shown that.
Christian, is it a risk if you produce flat pitches when you're 1-0 down, you've got to win the series?
Oh, I think when I say flat pitches, what I mean is those pitches that we saw in India between 2016 and 19, where it plays nicely for the first couple of days, and so the ball starts doing a bit on day three, and then it spins
Yeah,
on day four and
gotcha.
five. So that sort of balanced pitch,
Yep,
that sort of
fair enough.
pitch,
Yep,
where
yep.
it doesn't, like, not an Ahmedabad 2021 where it starts spinning from the first ball.
Lagging from the first
I
day
mean,
or
I don't mind that. I
indoor
don't mind that.
three.
I don't mind
Nah,
that, but that just means that our batters are not
then it
equipped
becomes
to
a
play that.
shootout. If you've got a pitch like that, it becomes a
Yep.
shootout. That's a risk
Yep.
too. Fascinating. Great performance by New Zealand. I thought they hung in there in the second innings because India took a lead 3 down. And that was a fantastic result for India to take a lead 3 down. And they're what, 40 odd in front with 7 wickets in hand. They can start dreaming of what would have been one of the best test wins you'll ever see because you bowled out for 46. There's only been one team that scored under 50 in the first innings and gone on to win. I think it was England in 1887. So a fair while ago, I reckon.
I mean,
But yeah.
India were 3 for 408. After
Yeah,
that,
it was. Yeah.
they should have scored at least 550.
Well,
At
that's the
least
thing as well, though.
550.
Again, couple of good deliveries with the new ball. I think Kaya Rahul got a good ball and things like that. But that was a period where if you can get through it, you can make merry later. I think India just again, like the first innings, not willing to stick around long enough. Just give them an hour, give them 2 hours. It's okay. See it out a little bit without minimal damage. And then when the ball gets older, it gets a lot easier for batting. That was a new ball pitch. That was a new ball pitch. The damage was done with the hard ball throughout the game. And on Rohit, I think definitely a blunder at the toss, blunder letting the game slip on that. What was it, the third morning of the match? When Southee and Ravindra went merry. We spoke about it in our mini episode on Friday. That lead swells over 200 for New Zealand. It's getting very difficult for India. It got over 300, 350. But credit's got to go to Rachin Ravindra. We spoke about he could be part of the next Fab Four. He showed why. Guy's class. He's class. He showed it in Sri Lanka when the ball's spinning. He's very good off the back foot. He's fantastic on the drive. Showed, and we spoke about he showed very good discipline when the bowlers were bowling well. Was willing to stick it out for a bit. And then when he earned the right and he's been there long enough and the opportunity was there to put the foot
He
down, he puts the foot down. 100%.
played his shots.
Brilliant.
He played his shots. And the hard part for the spinners, for Jadeja and Ashwin, was Ravindra was sweeping and playing the drive from the same spot. So they couldn't really change the length much because he was coming down the track. He was playing his
Spot
sweeps.
on.
He was playing his cover drives from the same spot. And when that happens, I mean, a bowler can't do much there, because where do you bowl to such a
They
batter?
say a sign of a good player against spin is when he can drive against the spin effectively. He gets down to the pitch. His head is right over the ball. That front knee is bent. It's beautiful. And technically so good. You look at his head position when he's driving the ball or when he's cutting the ball, whatever, front foot or back foot, his head position is so good.
Absolutely.
A fantastic performance by him. And he's really shown that he's a guy, I mean, not only a future star, but a star at the moment. He really is. Last year, since the World Cup, last year, the 50 over one. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And spoke about Will O'Rourke a few days ago as well. He's quality. Once that new ball came, he took the game by the scruff of the neck, owned it. Some wonderful wickets, getting that ball to lift appreciably. Hopefully for him, an injury-free career. And I thought the way New Zealand managed the chase, it wasn't easy with Bumrah swinging it around corners, but they hung in there and they got away with the win. So it shapes up to be a very interesting last couple of games. India've got to fight back
It's going
again.
to be really interesting.
And that's very interesting with the World Test Championship final scenarios as well. It just opens things up and just makes India's spot in the top two a little bit more precarious with the five matches in Australia to come.
Yeah, tell you
That's going to be
what,
big.
if I don't want to say it, but I'll say it anyway. If of all the teams in the last 12 years that have toured India, if India end up losing a series at home to this New Zealand side, it's going to be absolutely mayhem. It's going to be absolutely pathetic, and it's going to be absolutely
Look, I don't
mayhem.
think New
Look,
Zealand are absolute. They're not farmers, right? But yes, I
I yeah,
understand that India
I
should be
get it. They
beating
are not
them.
farmers, but imagine. Im I
They wouldn't have
mean,
been my pick.
I
I
just
agree with you. If you had to
exactly.
pick a team after England 2012 to beat India, I wouldn't have picked New Zealand because you're right.
I
They
would
have
have I would
struggled
have
away
picked
from
the
home.
I would have picked an Australia for that matter. And last year they showed why. It was a really great fight in the Test series last year. And I mean, not to this New Zealand, no. I mean, I refuse to accept that.
You're right. I wouldn't have guessed New Zealand to do it, but we'll see what happens. If they can do it, it'll be one of the greatest
It can't
achievements in
happen. It
history.
can't happen. It can't happen. I'm crying. It can't happen.
What this tells me though is Australia, what I'm seeing in the Sheffield Shield at the moment, the MCG, nice pitch with good bounce and movement. Yes, Australia's batsmen are going to face a very difficult time if they produce those sort of pitches against India, but you can make life very difficult for their players as well from an Australian point of view. So, very interesting. With I think the Australian analysts and the coaches, etc., have got to be watching that New Zealand Test match in Bengaluru quite closely and looking at the Indian techniques and where you can expose them, because India will be definitely doing it to us. But yeah, the planning for that series definitely will be in full swing at this stage. Before we talk about that series and the Sheffield Shield in a little bit more detail, New Zealand now on the women's side, a What a day for New Zealand cricket in general. They won the T20 World Cup in Dubai with an outstanding performance in the final. Clutch. They delivered in the key moments. They were in trouble, I thought, six, 7 overs after their batting power play. They were going nowhere. But it was Amelia Kerr and Brooke Halliday that turned the momentum of the game. And even after South Africa's very strong start, it's once New Zealand got a foothold on the game, bat or ball, they never let the foot off the throat.
Their first, I mean, New Zealand's first World Cup trophy, men or women, and then
Yes.
their second ICC trophy after the Champions knockout in 2000.
In white ball, that is, because they've won the World
In
Test.
white ball, yes, in white ball, sorry, in white ball. And it was a clinical performance from New Zealand. They came into the tournament with like 10 losses
10 losses in
on
a
the
row
trot
with
in
a 3-0,
T20s.
3-0 here in
And
Australia. Yeah.
they have shown up, you know, Amelia Kerr with the player of the series performance and player of the match performance in the
Some
finals.
player.
And it's it's going to be it's a good time to be a New Zealand cricket fan at the
It
moment.
is. It's been a bit tough for New Zealand the last couple of years, but yesterday was, man, couldn't ask for a better day. A victory in India in Test cricket and a T20 World Cup win in the UAE. 158 was massive.
In the
South
finals,
Africa will be
yes.
South Africa will be kicking themselves. They let or they had New Zealand in a spot of bother there in the 11th over with Sophie Devine gone and but Brooke Halliday. I mean, we praise Amelia Kerr, but Brooke Halliday's tournament was outstanding and she came in with clutch there, 38 off 28 balls to swing the momentum New Zealand's way and give the innings impetus. And from there, New Zealand had the momentum. Fantastic performance by her, one of the unsung heroes of this World Cup, a great World Cup.
Absolutely.
I don't know for South Africa if they had a bit of a hangover from such an amazing semi-final win against our guys, the Australians. It's beating Australia is like, man, you've
It
got to
does
put
take a lot of mental
it
toll.
takes a lot
Like,
out of you, doesn't it? And that was my concern about them heading into the final. I was thinking to myself that can they do it again? Because if you're going to beat Australia in a semi, you got to get yourself up again for the final itself. They had a great start with the bat, but once Woolworth was gone there as well, the 10th over, it just went downhill for them, unfortunately. But yeah, more pain for South Africa.
yep, and look, the thing is, South Africa only scored 150 plus like once in the tournament. That was against Scotland. So a lesser team skill wise, and against Ben, like look, they beat Australia fair and square, but in
Back
terms
of
of
the, I'd
scoring
say the back of
high
the
runs,
bowling and the fielding has been a
yep,
big part of their success in this tournament.
yes.
The batting, they showed excellent intent against Australia, but they couldn't quite replicate it here. It's yeah, look, they're getting close. They've made the last two finals.
Yep.
Oh man, it's got to hurt for them. It's got to hurt for their supporters as well. I mean, so close. How many times? I don't know what to say.
Yeah, look, as an Indian fan, we have been there. As an Indian fan, we have
You
been there.
have, yeah, maybe not
So,
to this
yeah.
extent. I mean, you make semi-finals the last 10 years, but South Africa, this has been going on the last
Yep.
25.
Ever since cricket was invented, so yeah.
Oh. Yeah, look, as I said, look, both the men's and the women's side for the Proteas have just got to persist because they're getting close. But it's just probably looking at what they could have done differently in that final and learn from it. That's going to be the hard part. It's learning from those mistakes. They had New Zealand under pressure, as I mentioned. That's where you've got to, maybe strike a knockout punch where you can. And then with the bat, you've made a very strong start. But credit to New Zealand. Credit to New Zealand as a unit with the ball, very, very good. No bowler went for more than 7 and over. Rosemary Mair at the top was excellent, 3 for 25, and of course Amelia Kerr, 3 for 24. Brilliant from New Zealand. They never let
Yeah,
South Africa get
congratulations
away.
to New Zealand.
Congratulations to New Zealand on a wonderful day of cricket. Yeah, maybe we'll see what happens for New Zealand in the Test series in India. But see what happens there. Sheffield Shield happening. Lots of stars in New South Wales versus Victoria. I think
Yes.
what I'll start on today is New South Wales in trouble at 5 for 83 after Victoria hit 270 plus at the MCG. Quite a bit happening on that pitch. Nice covering of grass and the ball doing a bit. Constance, Sam Constance. People crying out for
LBW.
him to be in the Test side. I said to you what last week or the week before that. Far too early.
Yes,
And
way too early.
Scott Boland gave him a working over. And it was clear to see
And
that
that's what will happen at the international level as well.
at an even greater level at the international level, because Jasprit Bumrah is a whole different level, etc. That's what he's got to learn to deal with. So you've got to give him that time and that space in Sheffield Shield cricket to be able to deal with that sort of pressure against that sort of quality bowling. Because it's one thing having a good game, like he did against South Australia, but it's another thing doing it consistently game after game. That's going to be the challenge for him. But that being said, I don't know if you saw the LBW. I was watching that
Well,
live.
I did see it. I did
It's
see it.
going,
I
it's
thought it
going
was,
right down.
yeah, I thought it was going out. It was missing like seven stumps as well,
It's
buddy.
going way down. It's a poor decision. Scott Boland's angling the ball in and then it nips back further. That's going way
Mean,
down.
if we
But
sit here and talk about Australian domestic umpires, I mean, we'll be here all day.
not good enough.
So.
That was going way down. Steve Smith out for three. Worked hard for his 28 balls. Strangled down leg. I was hoping
Look,
he'd
I
get some
think,
runs in time at the crease, but not to be.
yeah, and look, I think this is more of a, you know, more of a practice for all these guys
Need time in the
before the big
middle.
series, and yeah, and get Lyon bowling 20 overs in the games,
Stark
and
as
you know
well.
he's been Stark as well. That's a really great practice, and Stark bowled really well yesterday as well.
He did.
It's a really great way to see the stars in the, there was a quite a bit of crowd at the MCG as well for the Victorian and New South
Few
Wales
people
game.
in
So
today as well.
there's a lot of questions for Australia going into the series, going watching these games as to who is going to be your backup opener, who's going to be your main opener, actually, not even a backup opener, who's going to be your main opener with Usman Khawaja. We still don't know that. I mean,
No, we don't.
there's
So
no,
Renshaw was
now
out
that I sit
happily
and
for
think
two
about it, there's
as
no
well.
clear candidate who can take up that spot.
No, so the next few games of Shield and that Australia A series against India A is going to say a lot. But Renshaw was out cheaply again today. He's out for two. Bancroft's got to put his hand up. Harris fought hard yesterday. I think he hit 20 odd. Yeah, you're right. There's questions for Australia there.
Because
It's
tell you
leaning
what,
to we're leaning
if
towards, I think it's going to be a specialist opener rather than having
yep.
sort of Travis Head move up to opener and bringing in a Michael Nisa or an all-rounder. It's
Because now
going
you have
to
to think
be
about Cam Green as well, because he's missing, obviously, and
correct.
who comes in his spot. Because
Will be the opener.
if India sniff a wicket early with an opener, I think that opens up a whole lot of
That's
problems for the
the
middle
thing. We
order.
need someone to hang in there at the start, see off that new ball, and make things easier for the others. It's a traditional way of thinking, but I think it's an important way of thinking against a very good team.
And tell you what, with Bumrah, Shami, and Siraj sharing the new ball, and Bumrah has never been a great bowler with the new ball. He's always had, you know, I love his second spells, second
Yeah, that's
spell
what makes
Bumrah.
him so
So
great.
that's what it will come down to, because if Shami or and Siraj, who will probably bowl the new ball in Australia, can get a wicket early. And open up Bumrah for the middle order for Smith and for Labuschagne and
Yes.
Travis Head. I think that'll be really wonderful to watch.
Of course, for you, not for me, but I know what you're saying. So Khawaja will hold the fort. That's his role. And then,
Because
who's going to be the guy
Travis
with
Head
him?
is going to go all guns blazing. We
He'll
know
be
that.
attacking.
He's
Yes. So you don't want him three down for nothing. You're 100%
yep.
right. You're
Or
100% right.
he or even we don't want him, or as an Australian, you don't want him facing Bumrah for long.
No.
So
No.
you,
No, we want
by the
him
time
to come
he
in
comes, you
when the
want
guys
Bumrah's
above him have
spell to be
done,
done.
when the guys above him have done a very good job and blunted out the attack for as long as possible, and then this guy can come in and add the further momentum in the innings and drive India down even further. That's going to be important. It's a traditional way of thinking, but I think it's an important way of thinking, especially if you're going to produce pitches similar to last summer in Australia, where every one of those surfaces had something in it. We saw what
Do you
Shamar
think
Joseph did and what the Pakistan bowlers even were able to do as well.
Australia will go down the route of having a left-right combination at the top? They haven't before. Like, they have had two
So what is it going to
left-handers,
be? That'll be Bancroft who's there.
Bancroft, or you know, Sam Constance as well, like we keep saying. Like someone righty who complements Khawaja, because that will throw off the bowlers. Because at the moment,
Possibly,
with
possibly.
Siraj, Shami, and Bumrah, it looks like having left-handers is their forte.
Possibly. I mean, the thing is, you've got to go with the guy who's probably in form into the series, the candidate is in form. I mean, Henry Hunt hit a ton for South Australia, but I don't know if he'll be an option. But you're probably going to go for a guy who's playing well in the lead up to the series. He's putting his hand up the most, whether he's left hand or right hander. You just got to go with the guy that's well placed, I think.
Well, lots of questions to ask, and we have what is this? The second round, third round of Sheffield
This is
Shield
the
now?
second round. Second round.
And there'll be a lot of options, hopefully for Australia by end of this match itself, or at least the next match
You
before.
need guys to put their hands up for sure. For sure.
And everyone, all the state associations and the selectors of Australia, George Bailey would have communicated to a lot of the coaches and the openers saying there is a spot available for you. I mean, you
Everyone
just have to
knows there
keep
is.
scoring and be consistent. So we are looking at all options. You know, Marcus Harris is another candidate we haven't spoken about as well. So
Yes, he
it's
is.
going to be really interesting.
Of course. And speaking of putting your hand up, England in spinning conditions, we'll touch on that quickly. Congratulations to Pakistan. I know we went in hard on them on their last on the last episode when they lost by an innings after scoring 550. But a pitch that spun worked in their favor. We said they've got to move away from flat pitches. They used to just use the same pitch. Just use the same pitch. But even
It's the
from
same old
but even but
England, isn't it?
this is what I want to touch on. Now, they say, oh, look, it's a day nine pitch. It's impossible to bat on a day nine pitch. But I've seen worse pitches. I've seen tougher pitches in my time watching cricket. I'm sure you have as well. That pitch was spinning a lot, but
I
there
mean,
was.
Delhi against Australia last year.
That's right. It was spinning a lot, but I didn't look at the pitch and say, no, I looked at our propensity to sweep every single ball and get ourselves out because of it. That's just my view. That pitch in Multan, yes, was spinning a lot, but I didn't see many jump up. I didn't see many roll on the floor. I didn't see a
I
whole lot of
just,
that. I saw the ball
it
spin a lot.
wasn't, it wasn't. I mean, that's the England way of cribbing, isn't it? That's the England way of whinging. I just want England to Australia, want Australia to annihilate England when they come here next year. Like 5-0, not just 5-0, just each test match by an innings or by 10 wickets.
Oh, that'd be nice,
That will
but.
be just the icing on the cake for this baseball shit that's been going on. I mean, I so wish that can happen. Like I so want
Discarded.
that to happen. Every time England win, it's oh, we are the greatest team. Every time they lose, oh, it was the pitch. It was the stumps. It
Not
was
our
the
fault.
umpires.
Not our fault.
And Ben Stokes comes in and gets out and behaves like oh, the world is conspiring against him. I'm like, brother, you lost your bat.
The bat still hasn't come down yet.
I mean, every single time, even in the India series that he was batting, every single time he got bowled out to or caught out to Bumrah or someone, he behaved like, oh shit, you know, how did this happen to me? How did I get out? And
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
that's so annoying to watch.
I was having a discussion with people on Twitter, and there was one fan who was telling me, look, it's a day nine pitch. And it wasn't even an England fan, I think it was an Indian fan, saying it's a day nine pitch, techniques are not going to matter. But I think shot selection and technique still very important. I think the straight bat shot and using your feet, practicing that and getting that right is still so valuable. When you're facing spin, because then you put the bowler's lengths off. But if you're sweeping everything, the bowlers know that all they've got to do is just land it in a good spot and you'll eventually get yourself out because you're just trying to
And
sweep every ball.
whenever England start crying about that, I always like to point out one thing. You won in India in 2012. What are you talking about?
Because the thing is when we talk about techniques, one of your best ever players in Asia was Alastair Cook. And Alastair Cook
Exactly.
was not a flamboyant player. He was a patient player and bat at time.
He accumulated runs.
Even on spinning pitches, he kept things tight, soft hands, just do the basics right. Now, of
And
course, you
then there
got the
was
likes
Kevin
of,
Peterson.
then you got the likes of Kevin Peterson, of course, who is just out of this world. But the thing is, what I'm talking about is percentage. Like if I see a player from Australia, the ball's spinning. So Ben Duckett, I don't want to go have a go at Ben Duckett too much because he scored a brilliant ton in the first innings. But in the second innings, the ball is on a good length from the off spinner, Sajid Khan, pitching outside off. He's gone and reached to sweep it, and he's
Yeah.
got his top edge didn't got caught. That's what I'm talking about in terms of percentages and just playing the delivery and value the straight shot
Yeah.
as much as
And
anything as well. Don't
it's
try to sweep it.
w
It's a premeditated shot to a ball
yeah.
outside off stump going away from you. You've tried to drag it to the leg zone, you got caught. Yes, the pitch is spinning, but there's also a mindset issue, I think, with England. And when the pitch is not flat, they seem to struggle.
And exactly, when the pitch is not flat, they just can't play. Kevin Peterson and Alistair Cook have shown you how to play in these conditions. So it has been done before. And yes, you might say, oh, these players are not of that caliber or of that class, but other teams just won't prepare pitches based on your class and caliber. That's not how cricket works. That's not how anything in life works.
Now, this
You know,
might
you
seem
have
weird
to
for
rise
me.
up to the level.
Yeah, of course. Now, this might seem weird to hear this from an Australian fan, but Stokes and McCullum have done a good job for England because when they took over, they won 1 in 17 test matches and they were in all sorts of trouble, Nash. They were shocking. They've come in
But
and
let's see
they've
what they do in Australia next year.
of
That's what
course, yeah,
I'm waiting
that's
for.
gonna be and
I mean,
against India at home next year.
India tour was an eye opener, and Australia tour is going to be that final nail in the coffin,
They
is
put themselves in
what I
very good
think.
positions to win another test match in India. I think it was that fourth test they let it slip when they had a big lead and they were doing very well. They've done well, Stokes and McCullum, in sort of rejuvenating the test cricket and playing an attacking brand and winning games and willing to take risks. But I think as well, they've got to find that balance if they want to be a top team. You've got to find that balance as well that if the ball is spinning, okay. How am I going to tackle this? Am I just going to try sweep everything no matter where the ball is pitched? Or am I going to play the delivery and, learn off the likes of Alistair Cook, who did such an amazing job over the years? Interesting there. But I want to praise Pakistan, Kamran Gulam. He came in for Babar Azam. That was a big news story. Babar Azam dropped. But he came in at number four. He played beautifully in the first innings, along with Sam Ayoub. They got a good first inning score. And Noman Ali and Sajid Khan did the
It'll
business
be
against England.
interesting to see what Pakistan do for the next few test matches. Where do they go from here with Nasim Shah, Babar Azam, Afridi? What do they do with
That's
these
the thing
players?
as well. You don't want to discard your fast bowlers completely. You want them to still have an important role to play because when they go overseas, they're going to be important for you. But it was very good to get that win for Pakistan. They desperately needed that. Dizzy Gillespie as the coach and Shaun Masood as captain. So they got that on the board and be a decider this week at Rawalpindi. It'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Will be fun. Will be fun.
Pakistan, well played to Pakistan. Very important win. They played some good cricket in the game and they deserve to win. Look forward to what happens. So thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to the
Thank
viewers.
you.
Got more Test cricket today with Bangladesh taking on South Africa at home. That'd be fascinating. Looking forward to that. And you can catch us on at Crickblog Pod on X and Instagram. We'll post reels from this podcast episode. And you can catch the full episode on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your audio podcast, as well as the full episode on Crickblog TV YouTube channel. Thanks everyone. Thanks, Nash.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.